The ranunculus had been pushing up through the last vestiges of snow and ice for about 2 weeks now, and as these early spring days warmed, I was thrilled to see their purple and pink buds starting to swell. They were some of the first flowers of spring, if you didn't count the tulip bulbs that were still sitting in my laundry room unplanted, and I was ready for them. Winter had been long here in Octonia, with more snow than usual and a lot of rain. Snow was fun for both Sawyer, my almost 4-year-old son, and me for about 15 minutes, and then we were both over it. We did differ, however, in our affection for mud. He was a huge fan, and I didn't love using my mop that much. But it wasn't just the fact that I could comfortably hose my child off now that the temperatures were beginning to warm that made me grateful to see the flowers. I was also very glad to be able to get back to salvaging buildings. We'd taken a couple of months off for the holidays and the worst of the cold weather, because I didn't want to put my friend Saul or his crew through the intensity of working in the frigid air. But now, with temperatures in the 50s and some sun to dry up at least a little of the mud, we had our first salvage job of the season. When adding the fact that Sawyer was beginning preschool for the first time this week, I was practically jumping out of bed on a Monday morning. I would have made it upright much more quickly if there hadn't been a young child clinging to my neck and trying to tickle me, but I couldn't resist a little tickle fight with my big guy.
"Stop it, Mama!"
he shouted through his giggles when I tickled him back, and I did what he asked. "Had enough, love bug?" I said as I put my feet on the floor and stretched. Someday this little guy was going to want to sleep in his own bed next door, but until that day came, I was content to let him sleep with me, even though it meant I had his feet in my lower back all night.
"Let's go,"
he shouted as he wiggled over to my side of the bed and dropped to the floor.
"I'm ready to get dressed."
For a moment, I just stared at him as he headed to his room to, presumably, find some clothes. Saw never wanted to get dressed, but apparently the tide of nervousness about school had swelled into a wave of excitement instead. I was on board with that, and as I slipped a sweatshirt over my own head, I heard the drawers of his dresser opening and closing. There was no telling what he was going to be wearing, but as long as it was clothes, I didn't care. Better he announce his strong personality from day one than to have me temper it. A few moments later, he returned to my room and did a spin, a la Jonathan Van Ness, and said,
"How do I look?"
I smiled. "You look amazing, wild child. Lots of our favorite color. I love it." I grinned as I studied his blue jeans, his blue t-shirt, and his blue Captain America cape and mask. "Great choice for your first day."
"I'm Captain America,"
he said as he put his arms up and over his head and flew down the stairs. On a whim, I grabbed his Wolverine mask and cape, donned them, and charged down the stairs after him. "I'm going to win," I said. "Beat you to the kitchen." It was just growing light outside, but the sky was a brilliant gold as Saw and I tore through the living room into the kitchen. He won, as always, and not because I let him. And when he dropped right into his chair at the table and said,
"Oatmeal, please,"
I could only stare. In addition to never wanting to get dressed, he also never wanted to eat. Clearly, preschool was a game changer in a lot of ways. Fortunately, it did not change my little guy's desire to help me cook. So he quickly went from sitting in his chair to dragging it over to the stove, where we boiled water, added the oats, and watched carefully as it thickened up. A few raisins, a little milk, and a teaspoon of honey finished off our breakfast, and we sat down to eat and talk about school. A few minutes later, I was dressed, Saul was in his car seat, and Beauregard, our Maine Coon cat, was seated on the front seat next to me after refusing to be left behind. He appeared to be as excited as I was to see how Sawyer took to school. On the short drive there, Sawyer grew more quiet, and I watched him carefully in the rearview mirror. My son was like me, and new things were both a source of excitement and nervousness for him, but I'd learned that the way he wanted to handle those feelings was to sit with them, unlike his mother, who had spent most of her life avoiding her negative emotions. So I stayed quiet as he dealt with how he felt, and by the time we got to the small preschool near where his father worked, he was all smiles again. As I took Saw out of his car seat, I saw his father walking across the parking lot. Neither of us wanted to miss Saw's first day of school.